Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Cal Maloney, my old and wonderful friend, tell me, what is terrorism insurance?
Well, I got to tell you, it's so incredibly important, and we have to reauthorize it for New York City and state and for the country. And that's one of the bills that are before Congress, and it's very much on my mind. Alan, know if you've been able to go to the new 9/11 museum, but I hope all of your listeners can attend it. I was there for the opening, and I've gone back many other times, and the experience really summoned up many feelings, loss, pain, sorrow, but also New York was strong. We came together, and we passed bills to make this nation stronger, and one of them was the terrorism risk insurance plan. And after 2001 and the destruction and all the terrible things that happened, the economy just came to a standstill because we couldn't bill anything. You couldn't get any insurance. No one was writing insurance for New York except for Lloyd's of London, and it was so expensive no one could afford it.
And why is that, Carolyn? Because people just assumed this would continue to happen because we're New York City, right?
Well, they were afraid that it would happen. But on the other hand, Alan, if this nation is attacked, mm-hmm. we're going to be there to help. Sure. So you might as well put a program in place that has a structure that in the long run actually saves money. The RAND Institute did a study on the TRIA program that we passed back then and said it actually saved money. And I'll quote from it. Their study said, and it's a recent one, in the event of terrorist attack comparable to any experienced before, TRIA is expected to save taxpayers money. And so we need to reauthorize this. It expires at the end of December. And already my constituents are telling me that they cannot get terrorism insurance, that they have a phrase put into their insurance plan that they will not be covered for terrorism because TRIA has not been reauthorized. So it's set to expire. And so every day that Congress waits to renew it, terrorism insurance becomes more and more expensive and difficult to get. And it's essential to move forward. I remember after 9/11, you could not even open up a hot dog stand. No one was building anything because there was no affordable property and casualty insurance that would cover losses resulting from another terrorist attack. And private insurers refused to offer terrorism insurance. You couldn't buy insurance for anything, much less a major development project in Manhattan.
So who's against
it? Construction projects were stalled. So reauthorizing is critical for economic development, jobs.
But who's against it?
Well, the Republicans rewrote the bill, but they wrote it in a way that raised the trigger for the program to kick in to $500 million. It's currently at $100 million.
What do you mean?
And that's really
I don't get it.
Unworkable.
What do you mean $500
million?
So
we are pushing on the Democratic side to keep it affordable. And there will be significant economic consequences if Congress does not reauthorize the Terrorism Risk Insurance Act by the end of the year. It's one of the must-do projects for the economic well-being of our country.
I got a lot of questions.
So I'm focused on that.
I got a lot of questions. What do you mean $500 million? That just went flying by. What does that mean?
Well,
$500 million for what?
It's basically the deductible that
the
private sector or the business would have to
cover
lose $500 million before any insurance would kick in.
That wouldn't help the guy with the hot dog stand you were talking about.
No, it doesn't. So we need a lower trigger. And the one that is there now is at $100 million. I think we should keep it there and just stick with something that already works. And the current program has worked. And, you know, rarely, when you think about it, Alan, and you've been a professor of politics and government. When I was in the state assembly as a young aide, I know you ran a whole internship program, a seminar on government. So you know that oftentimes government programs do not do what they're supposed to do. They have cost overruns or whatever. TRIA has done exactly what it was supposed to do, provide affordable and available insurance and be there as a backstop. It hasn't cost taxpayers one single cent.
Not
yet. So we should just reauthorize and go forward.
Yeah, but I don't get it. I don't get it. So does the government say to the insurance companies, if you lose a lot of money, we'll fork it over?
We'll help. Yeah, well, it was critical to rebuilding Lower Manhattan and for other cities around the country that were potential targets of terrorist activity.
Okay, now you've gone and said it, Carolyn Maloney. My question is this. You know, as a native-born New Yorker myself, as somebody who's there all the time, albeit across the park from your district, there is a question, which is, how likely is it that New York will always be the number one target?
Well, quite frankly, Alan, I was very disturbed when the terrorists now in Iraq that are marching on Baghdad, the leader said, I'm coming back to New York. That's the last thing I wanted to hear. And we just have to be very vigilant. We have to be right all the time. A terrorist only has to be right once to sneak by our barriers of protection. But I know that our former police commissioner told me there were 14 different attempts to harm New York that was thwarted after 9/11. And one of the important stories, and the 9/11 Museum talks a lot about what happened that day, the heroism of the individuals, the great loss, the police and fire, who are the real Twin Towers of New York, and how they selflessly went out to save the lives of others. But it doesn't talk about what happened afterwards. And this great country came together. I've never seen Congress so determined and focused. We created a 9/11 commission that came back with roughly 49 recommendations, and we enacted those recommendations into law. One of those recommendations was intelligence, that our intelligence system was not working for the 21st century. We had 18 different intelligence systems. We combined them all under one Department of Intelligence with one director and forced all of these intelligence agencies in the military, the CIA, the FBI, all of them to share information with local areas and work together to combat terrorism. And it's worked very effectively. And that's an important story, that not only what we did that day to save lives, but how we rebuilt and how we took major actions to make this country safer and stronger. It was the largest reorganization since 1947 of any form of government, and it totally reorganized our intelligence systems to make them modern for the 21st century, to react quickly, and to gain intelligence of any threat to America. It's a very, very important bill, probably the most important bill that I ever worked on. But it also, the museum, I think, needs to talk about the heroic efforts of the Navy SEALs and the CIA and the FBI and the intelligence agencies to track down Osama bin Laden and get rid of him. I remember when I heard that they had attacked him, I literally jumped out of bed. I was so happy that this villain was gone. And I'm very humbled to share with you that some of the Navy SEALs that were on that deal, that were on that operation, have come to me because of my work. I used to head the 9/11 caucus in Congress and worked on all these bills with the families. They are going to be donating a shirt with the flag on it to the 9/11 Museum. And they want to do it in front of the families and others that were part of the rebuilding effort.
Carolyn Maloney, we are out of time for this segment. When we come back the next time, I have lots of other things to talk to you about, okay?
Great.